All right, what do I do with a suppressor variable? One common response is to simplify the model by dumping any suppressor variables. People say, oh, we had a suppressor, and then you never hear about that variable again in the rest of the study. That's lame. And I'm going to try and encourage you away from lameness, or lamity, or whatever it is. Another is to label the suppressor effect and then ignore it. A much better approach is to determine which other variables in the equation are involved. Look at the collinearities and try and figure out what's going on. Sometimes that works. What really works, and I'll show you a quick example of it later, is you look at the two predictor, three predictor, and larger models, and you try and figure out when you do and don't get the suppressor effect. And based on that, you tell a story to yourself about what variables are pushing other variables around. It's a very simple idea, usually doesn't take more than an afternoon or two. And as I say, I encourage you to do that because a well-interpreted suppressor effect can be the coolest thing in your data. One of the easy ways to get attention as a young researcher is to go to your audience and say, you know, we've been looking at this too simply. If we look at this in a slightly more complicated way, we see things that we missed before. Okay? That's what you get out of this. All right. The other thing often works is mediation models, indirect models, that we'll talk about later, can sometimes sort all of this out for you.